Hello, dear viewers. Unfortunately, there's some more tristful tidings today. Ghastly news I saw today on the BBC, and that is that the Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists in the United Kingdom say that they are not going to report to the police illegal abortions. You may know the United Kingdom has an extraordinarily permissive abortion law. I know it's a bit different in Northern Ireland, Wales, Scotland, England, but broadly speaking, it's the same picture. So almost no protections for children, hardly any recognition of the right to life, and all about the so-called right to murder a child in the womb just because you don't want him, her, things like that, just because it's inconvenient or whatever, out of sheer sadism for whatever reason, because she happens to be a girl or whatever, or because he is not, you know, perfectly able-bodied or for any reason, without really even stating a reason. That usually there is a 24-week time limit. And beyond that, these children can only be killed in the womb if they are severely disabled. Some women have been killing their children in utero illegally beyond that time limit, and some have been prosecuted. So a woman was imprisoned. Now, bear in mind, the maximum sentence for this is life imprisonment, life. And a woman got a slap on the wrist, 2 years, for committing this violent crime against her own child. So it really is horrifying that the Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists have said this, say they shan't be disclosing information to the police about violent crimes against children. These are children in the utero, they're children nonetheless, they're not adults. You know, it's not up to the Royal College of Gynecologists and Obstetricians to decide what the law is. They may have an opinion, yes, they express it, they're part of the abortion industry, that's how they make their money, they're often very proud about it, and they boast about it and so on. There are maybe a handful of doctors who are gynecologists and obstetricians who are pro-life, but I don't think they really raise their voices. I mean, partly, you go into that profession part because you want to abort children, as well as doing other things. And there's a bit of groupthink there, say, oh, well, they're very intelligent people. They're still subject to the very same cognitive biases, societal, psychological pressures as anybody else. Just because someone's highly intelligent doesn't mean that they're reasonable, humane. You know, Osama bin Laden's a right-hand man, was a pediatrician. That then countless examples of intellectuals extraordinarily sadistic, and doctors are probably the most overrepresented profession amongst serial killers. And I suppose some of these abortionists really are serial killers, would have thousands of babies to their name whom they've put to death, and think it's a wonderful thing. Real psychopaths. I'm not a psychiatrist, so I can't diagnose these people, but someone who calmly and happily talks about this really just has no emotional response and doesn't even flinch about doing it. Surely there's something deeply troubled about such a person. Because I know there is medical confidentiality, but that ethical principle can collide with another one, which is the duty to prevent a violent crime. And of course, doctors are obliged to breach that confidentiality under certain circumstances. For instance, there's been a disclosure of child abuse. And this is obviously the cruelest, most violent form of child abuse that they're covering up. So some women purchasing poisons abroad, not to poison themselves, thank goodness. I don't want that to happen to these mothers, but to poison their children, as in deadly poisons. So anyway, they said that if anyone gives any information to the police pursuant to investigation, they may face a fitness to practice proceeding, as they might be struck off the medical register just for helping the police try and safeguard children. Obviously, it's vital that we vigorously prosecute anyone, man or woman, who murders a child. And you might say, oh, below 24 weeks is different. All right, well, let's go with the law as it stands, beyond the 24-week limit. Because if they don't get prosecuted, they'll do it again. And it'll be a green light to other people to do it, and so on. So, I mean, even a lot of abortionists, they blanch at the idea of killing children who over 24 weeks gestational age, or so blatantly alive, or so blatantly human. Even most abortionists struggle to deny the humanity of victims beyond that stage. And it's really nauseating to hear of an organization called the British Society of Abortion Care Providers. Care. Think of that word care. It's a perversion of the very word care, which is to look after, to protect, to be gentle with, to keep free from harm. And, you know, there's no care involved in ripping off a child's legs, no care in ripping off a child's arms, no care involved in ripping off a child's head, no care involved in injecting a child with a deadly poison to cause a cardiac arrest, no care involved in asphyxiating a girl or boy, and that's their so-called care. Wow. I mean, were these abortionists like that kind of health care for themselves? It really is foul. Anyway, so Dr. Jonathan Lord, he said there's been life-changing harm to women and their wider families as a result, direct result of NHS staff reporting suspected women suspected of crimes, and goes on to say that. Well, yeah, of course you should report them if they're suspected of crimes. I'm not talking about shoplifting or like walking on the grass, the worst crime of all. And yes, you should suffer harm if you commit murder, of course, rather than be promoted and knighted or something like that and paid a very fat salary. But, you know, nice work if you can get it, Dr. Lord. It goes on to say that. My goodness, that we're dealing with the most vulnerable groups, and it goes on, blah, blah, blah. So this is the word vulnerable you use when you think you're trying to say that ordinary standards of common decency, of humanity, of morality, of law are inapplicable to these people, and they can have actually carte blanche, just open season on children because the perpetrators of these crimes are vulnerable. I'll tell you who's really vulnerable. It's the children who are slaughtered in their millions, 60 million children a year, 60 million. Wow. And obviously for abortionists like Dr. Lord, that's not nearly enough. I know he's licking his lips at the thought of murdering far, far more children than that. So obviously some women were prosecuted with that for that. The number of suspected illegal abortions in England and Wales was 29 in 2022. That's very, very low. I don't know how many successful prosecutions there were. There may be some evidentiary problems, and obviously some of these women might be completely innocent and so on. So, her goodness. So Carla Foster, she was recently found not guilty. All right, except the verdict. Bethany Cox, she was found guilty I'm not sure about Bethany Cox, I'm wrong, because it's somebody else. So anyway, it's very worrying and in a way not surprising that that members of the medical profession are covering up child abuse of the most serious kind. And I don't suspect most doctors of this, no, absolutely not. But there's a significant minority who are guilty of this and other forms of child abuse. If you wanted to commit it, well, that were the profession you could go into. And the thing about these gynecologists and obstetricians is, yeah, they'll do a lot of good work and they really will heal and they really will cure diseases and all that kind of stuff. But that doesn't absolve them of the crimes that they commit. Just like Lucy Letby, you know, 99% of her patients she treated properly, may have saved some lives, but that doesn't somehow excuse or erase the fact that she murdered several babies. Anyway, so it's obviously a very worrying trend, the way that the right to life is under attack, the way that there's more and more state-sponsored violence against children that we have to pay for. And we say in the United Kingdom, you know, there's such a long waiting queue for the NHS, partly because the doctors and nurses, some of them, are busy murdering children. If they weren't doing that, they could actually care for people. So it's obviously very disturbing that there's so many sadists out there, so many brutes, and they'll pose as like gentle as caring. It's only health care. The use of these euphemisms, I mean, it's like calling a gas chamber delousing or something like that. It really is vile. Anyway, so thank you for watching this video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon and donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.